Thursday, the 18th of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, I want us to think a little bit about Sunday's Gospel, because the Gospel is arranged in an interesting way, and then the Missal kind of rearranges it in another way. And I want us to think about that and about why that's the case. Do you remember last week when we were talking about Sunday's Gospel from last week? Who remembers what was Sunday's Gospel last week? That's right. It was the sending out of the disciples in twos to go and to preach repentance and to tell the good news and to heal people. Do you remember that? Jesus sends them out in twos. The 12. He sends the 12 out in twos. And that is in Mark chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. And then we hear the next bit. It's like when we're watching a movie and we're watching one part of somebody's story and then we jump to somebody else's story for a while and then we're going to go back. So the next bit of Mark's Gospel is the story about what King Herod had done with John the Baptist and the death of John the Baptist. That's the next part of John's Gospel, which we're not going to read in Sunday's reading. Instead, this coming Sunday, we're going to get the next part of what happened when the disciples came back. So when the apostles came back, they came back and they were very tired. Well, you can imagine they'd been off preaching repentance and doing good works and helping people and healing people. And so we hear, we'd kind of jump all the way forwards to Mark 30, but we're continuing with the story now of the apostles. They rejoined Jesus and they told him everything they had done and taught. And then Jesus said to them, "Come away to a lonely place all by yourself and rest for a while." And then the gospel writer, Mark, tells us because there were so many people coming and going that there had been no time for them even to eat. And so they went off in a boat to a lonely place where they could be by themselves. But the people who'd heard them preaching and who had seen what they could do were so excited that some of them watched to see where they were going. And then they ran ahead to their place on foot. So they ran round the edge of the lake on foot, and they got there before them. And when they got to where they thought they were going for a nice quiet time with just Jesus and themselves to recover, there was a huge crowd waiting for them. And then we're told in the gospel, Jesus looked at them with pity. Isn't that beautiful? He looked at them with pity. And he thinks to himself, we are told in the gospel, listen for this, they are like sheep without a shepherd. So remember yesterday we were reading that psalm of the Good Shepherd, the one who will keep us safe, the one who will make sure we have good things to eat and a safe place to rest and lots of lovely water to drink. And Jesus looks at them and he thinks of maybe the psalm of the Good Shepherd, and he thinks they are like people without a shepherd. They are like sheep without a shepherd. Ah. And whenever we hear Jesus saying that someone's like a sheep, you know that's a good thing, because the sheep listen to the shepherd. For Jesus, sheep is a very good thing for human beings to be. If anybody ever calls you a sheep, you must say, "Thank you, I want to be a good sheep," or even a good lamb. And so Jesus doesn't take his apostles off to go and recover. Instead, he takes them off to go and he preaches. Now, the people had followed them to that lonely place. So it's not a village. They're not shops. The people had come. And what we're going to hear on Sunday's Gospel is going to end with that bit about the Good Shepherd, about the people needing a Good Shepherd. But then the story goes on. And tomorrow I'll tell you a bit more about that story, because we're going to look at that story from Mark's Gospel this week. But next week, when we get to next week's gospel reading, we're going to jump gospels. We're going to jump out of Mark's version And we're going to, in the 17th week of Ordinary Time, we're going to jump into the Gospel of St. John. So remember back at the beginning of the year when we were talking about this being year B, that we were mostly reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, but every now and then we were going to read something from the Gospel of St. John. Well, we're going to read the Gospel story from John's Gospel next week. And so I thought we might look at both stories over the next couple of days. So we'll look this week at the story as it is in Mark, and then you'll have to tell me what's different about it in John's Gospel. All right. Okay. For now, let's remember Sunday's Gospel really ends with that lovely image. They are like sheep without a shepherd. Sometimes you and I might feel like sheep without a shepherd. That happens when we feel like we don't know who's looking after us. We really want someone to come and save us, maybe from our homework that we don't understand, or maybe we're worried about people at home who might be fighting and we wonder what's going to happen, or maybe somebody we love is sick or dying and we think, who's going to look after us? And those are very real fears for kids. And even if you've never had those fears, you might know somebody who has them. So I think today we're going to pray for every child who has ever felt a little bit lost, a little bit like they didn't know what was going on, or afraid of who was going to look after them. Maybe it's you, maybe it's someone you know, maybe it's a child you don't know. Let's close our eyes, Lord. We'll each pray for one person. Imagine the child God wants you to pray for today. Lord, help them to know that you are the good shepherd. You are there for every single child, wherever they are in the world, willing to put your arms around them and to hold them, to keep them safe and to comfort them. Help us also to feel your love holding us every day. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.